if the council decides or if the villa decides to build water, then as residents we are left with no option except to gather into one board. It is located at for some distance trying to get water. We also feel that this situation is a call for a serious health hazard in Gwanda. Then we also feel that as an organization that there is a need for the council to engage citizens, particularly women, and explain on what's happening. In some areas like Spitkop North, where I stay, Ward 5, we have gone for without water, but there's no explanation. The council managed to convene a meeting last week, Saturday, and they just talked about the solution to this perennial water problem can only be addressed by the introduction of prepaid water meters, of which we are totally against.
How have you communicated with the local authority to explain that residents are opposed to the prepaid meters?
As an organization, together with Residents Association, we managed to come up with a petition that was signed by residents across Gwanda. The petition was handed over during an all-stakeholder meeting that was held at Jaunda Community Hall. And we expected, as an organization and other stakeholders, the council to come back to us. Unfortunately, they failed to come back to the residents. Therefore, as residents, we are left with no option except to take to the street so that maybe they will feel the pressure and address our concerns.